It was a risky move. That's how Judge Elizabeth McHugh described the decision by prosecutors last week to not have Bill Cosby's accuser take the stand during the comedian's preliminary hearing. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is reviewing whether alleged victims can continue to skip testifying at preliminary hearings.
The case is about preliminary hearings. That's when prosecutors in Pennsylvania have to show that there was probable cause that a crime happened. If it's proven, a defendant is bound over for trial. There are usually witnesses who take the stand, and that's where the debate starts. Prosecutors say playing a tape of testimony from an accuser or having someone else read a statement is good enough. But defense attorneys say not so fast. How do you cross-examine a taped statement?
Look, you have a low bar. I mean, all we're asking, put the witness up there to say what happened.
Attorney Bill Costopoulos is challenging the current rule allowing second and third-hand testimony, also called hearsay evidence.
If a preliminary hearing can be conducted based on hearsay alone, then I don't know what you need effective counsel for at the preliminary hearing. Just mail us the statements and save us the trip.
He says the defendant has the right to confront the accuser. It's a constitutional right, just like having a speedy trial and having the right to an attorney. That's true, says University of Pennsylvania law professor Stefanos Bibas, but the cross-examining is usually saved for trial, not before. He says there's a reason defense attorneys want to start the questioning early.
So the defense wants this as a preview so that it knows where to investigate and how to dig up dirt on the witnesses, et cetera. Otherwise, the defense may not find out these witnesses in the witness list, et cetera, until the eve of trial.
Biba says trying to poke holes might result in some charges being thrown out, but that's rare at the pretrial stage.
Because, the default of the judge is going to be, if I knock this out, there's at least a potential of my being appealed. Let me leave it till trial. The standard of proof is higher at trial anyway.
The state Supreme Court rejects 97% of cases it sent. So the fact that it's reviewing this one is significant and shows that the justices think there might be some room for debate. Attorney Frank Savone works with child victims of sexual abuse. He says he really hopes the court does not change the current rule. Sparing victims from questioning early on, he says, really is important.
Cross-examination is a kind of a shakedown. Everybody agrees that ostensibly the goal of cross-examination is to get to the truth. But we know as well that cross-examinations have the goal of creating confusion and indeed often to obfuscate the truth.
The High Court is expected to hear oral arguments on the hearsay rule this fall. Legal experts say it's very unlikely that it would ever affect the Cosby case. That would require the court to overturn the rule the court itself wrote and apply it retroactively. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.